Let us just quickly just go over the Mishnah and the Chafayim and Aleph. Behemah Misakanes Lo Yishchay Elim Kain Yeshuhus Payoyim Lecho Mimene Kezayis Tli. The Tanakama holds that there's a Behemah Misakanes and he would love to shecht it in order to avoid a hefsid. Apalpi Kain is only permitted to shecht it if he'll be able to will be a tzeich haichol nefesh, will be able to eat a kezayis tli. A mekiva imer apilu kezayis chai mi beis tvifose, apilu is only time to eat a kezayis chai when it's raw mi beis tvifose in the mokim shchite, so he doesn't have to do anything to get to the meat that it's exposed there. That's also permissible. Shachta besoda la yviyana b'moito b'moito avo meidi b'yodei edori mero. Oma avomi bar abe hefshei k'nituach ba'ilo. We find by Achilles HaMizbeach the Torah says that one is male a korban HaMizbeach after hefshei k'nituach. That you mafshit the oil, take off the leather, the skin, and it is cut up in pieces. Bahu adin lekatzovim. And also, a butcher should also learn achilas edam from achilas mizbeach, and one should not eat before hefshet v'nitua. Mikan limda teira derech eretz v'yechal adam bosa koydem hefshet v'nitua. So there's a limit we learn out achilas edam from achilas mizbeach. The Gemara asks, "My kamash malon, what is Rami Bar Abba telling us?" Ilay malafuki midarav hune. He wants to tell us a halacha that one is mechuyev to be mafshit and to make nituach before he eats. The Omar Rav Hune, the means, and one should be boidik the evorim apnimiim to see if it's not a treifer. And that is the only way one is permitted to eat. So that is not like Rav Huna. The Omar Rav Huna, Behema Bechayel Becheskas Isarei Mefes. Rav Huna said, Behema calls my the Behema is alive, is Becheskas Isarei Mefes, Ad Shi Yivodoloch Bamen Nishvato. That means if it's a Sophic, if there was a good Shchita, if not a good Shchita, so Yamame the Behema al Haskosa. Nishchita, but if I know Klo was a good Shchita, now Yevanusafik, now later becomes Nevudasafik, I see Simoni Traitis, but I do not know if these Simonim were Bechayeo, or the Simonim came La'acha Shchitosa. So here the Loch is Nishchita Becheskas Heterei Medes Ach Yevodoloch Bamenitrafo. So Rav Huna said that a behema after shchita is becheskas heter, and if there's a sofik, was it treif or not treif, I tell it becheskas heter, and I assume it was not treif. So maybe Rami Bar Abba is saying fakel from Rav Huna, that one should not eat tamazay a piece of meat without any the deacon they vorem a premium to see if they were treif or not. You have to make hefshit in tuach. So that is pshat in Rami Bar Abba. Or nant nam be masnissen to the Rav Huna. We have a mishnah like Rav Huna. This nan Rabbi Kiva Omer afilu kezayis chai mi beis tvichosov. There's enough time. Tira kezayis of raw meat from the mokim atvichem. So then one is permitted to shecht. About kaponim, we see that one is permitted to eat a kezayis chai without any hefshet, without any bedikah beivorim apimim. My love me based tvichoso mamish. It means based tvichoso, with the mokim ashrite. So the mother says, loy mi mokim shetevachas achilos. It means the b'nei me'ayim, where there the food gets chopped up and digested. So that's what he means. She takes some Kazai is from the Bnei Ma'ayim, so that means Al Kaponim, you're able to, after the Nituach of Erin, you're able to observe the Evarim Apnimiyim. So then, so the time will take to do that. If there's sufficient time for that, you're allowed to show. Like the Gemara that snapshot in Rabbi Kiva, Botoni Rabbi Kiva, mocking Tzvichos Amamish. So my mail is, so we have an often a Mishnah that one is permitted to eat meat without being mevarer if it is treif or not. He says one can assume it's not treif. And so what is Pshat and Rami Barabe that says, V'hu adin lekatzovim, that a butcher should make sure to make hefshit v'nituach. The Gemara answers, Ala Rami Barabe oirach aro kamash malon. He's telling us, derech eretz, that one should not eat before these, which you shouldn't, the first opportunity he has to take out some meat, he shouldn't do that. He should first, misakin the behemim, a kefshet, and itua. We learned such halachas. Kedesanya, we learned abaraise, lo yoichal odom shum ubotzel meroishoi elo me'alo. A garlic and a onion has alim. Alim are not so choshev. The ikar shivis of a shumah botzel is the etzem, the roish, what's called the ikar peiri. So when a person sits down to eat an onion, should not jump to the roish and jump over the alim. Alim is also part of the machu. Elo ma'alo. When you first start eating, you don't jump to eat the best food right away. You eat the other food. You're still hungry. No. Then you go and eat the rosh. But to jump to eat the rosh, that's called a raftam. Im ochal areize raftam. Seems there's an iser, and if he does do it, he gets a title. Areize raftam. Kiyaytze boy, la yishta odom kaysoy bebasachas. A person should not drink a kays bebasachas, im shoso areize galde. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, hefshet v'nituach, perish, perish akosu bo'ilo shiachilas gevoya. Torah was mefarish by an oila, which is the achilas gevoya, but before the achila, we make hefshit v'nituach. Uadin yeshlum in lekatzovim b'achilas hadjit. The achilas hadjit should also first come about after hefshit v'nituach. Ma'aka mashmlon derech eretz oy isa. Ulameima da osa lecho mimena ashi yinatcho. Telling us a halacha. Shema yimotzi lo simen treife b'seisa. Maybe there's a simen treife. How can you just go and give a bite without being mevara? Behechzik lonu a behemis b'sofik treifes. Maybe that's what Rami Bar Abba is telling us, that the behemis are sofik treifes. Abkoidim shero ben treifes of a kert. If you want to eat the meat, you have to be mevara, but it's not treife. Bafukim idar avhunu dama behemi b'chaye. So the one from us is a beta kipshat in Rami Bar Abba. So he's coming to say, not like avhunu. The omar behemi b'chaye or b'cheskas isa. Eva min achaye medits. A behemi b'chaye or b'cheskas isa eva min achaye. V'nav gemino she'in ira sofik b'shchitoso. So now, the Mainach Gemin is that the Behem is Bechaz Kasisa Reva Minachai. So now there's a suffix. If the Shchita was a good Shchita or not, Namidena Al Cheskoso. So we shtel on Chazoket. That is, we learn out from Nega. If we have a suffix, if a Hishtanis occurred, if it changed, so we say that things remain the same. The Matzah remains the same. So we may learn, a behemah is, if you're mesupik, if there was a good shrita or not. So we say that chazak is mevare, that you assume that there wasn't a good shrita. You say that the status didn't change. The asura ad sheyivod aloch borur shenishrita koroi. That's one halacha. Umi shenishrita koroi. But after was geshocht, now I know it's a behemah shrita. Rei becheskas heta. Now I assume that the behemah is muta. V'stam behemah is einam treife. V'stam behemah is anat treife. So the mele, so there's a chazake of v'stam habo mikoy achroi. Roi behemah is anat treife. So I assume that this behemah is similar to the roi. So I assume that it's kosher, not treife. Later I'll find a nekev, the lungs, and the b'nei ma'ayim. V'yeshli kloisei l'achar shchita l'achshir. And it could be this occurred after the shchita, and then it's kosher. Or b'koidim shchita v'les. It could be it occurred before the shchita and it's kosher. Amidena alfes kosher. So since I say after shchita, I assume it's becheskas heter. Until you find out. So Rav Huna said that a behemah after Shita is becheskas kshera. Now, if Rami Barab is coming to say that one is not permitted to eat till after Hefshet in the Tuach, halachically, so he's saying that you is not becheskas kshera. There's a suffix treif, and you have to be mevara, it's a treif or not. We based v'chos amamish koydim hefshet, so we see klal that Rabbi Kiva holds that one is permitted to eat it right away, even before you were boydik devor matkimiyah. So the mother says, no, could be based v'chos, it does not mean mamish the mokim etzviche, no, means the b'nei ma'ayim. Shetevachas achilosah b'nei me'eho, shamachol mischatech u'mis'akol shom, the food gets digested there. The Gemara says no. Rav Chami Bar Abba is moide to Rav Huna. He's just telling us Eirech Ara Kamash Malon V'loi Mishum Yisrael Treif Kedesanya Matzinu Avtanoim Avtanoim Shemalamdim Hilchus Tarech Eretz Shalo Yero Odom Atme El Abriyas Keravton. We shouldn't act in front of people like a Ravton. Avzem a mile lechol koydim hefshet nire kiracht. Botzel tibule me alov mitzad ha'olim. Let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says becheskas isarei medes. The Gemara says if you have a suffix in the shchita, was it a good shchita? Wasn't it a good shchita? You say that it's also perish Rashi. Becheskas Issa Eva Minachai. It was also before the Shchita of Eva Minachai. Now you have a suffix, was it a good Shchita or not? So we still on Chazoke. V'loi Nehire, so Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, Din Kain, Rabbi Achi Yivoda Bamen Ishchito, why do you have to have a Biru? That was a good Shchita, and if not, you still on Chazoke. Even the chazin and shem eisam came with shaykh bo iser even min achai. Yogot shchita, nitkot shchita, but al kaponim mitzich not an even min achai anymore because it's dead already. This even min achai lo shaykh elo michayim. So how could you say that you shtel the behima al cheskoso and the chazoke is Cheskas Eva Minachai, it's Zichon not an Eva Minachai. The Eva Minachai Zichon changed. So where's there a Chazoket? The whole Aloch of Rav Huna is that there's a Sofik, you shtel on Chazoket, you ask about Teiris Vadai. It's Zichon not an Eva Minachai anymore. We'll come back to Teisus. Well, let's just finish Teisus. Chach Nirali, the Cheskas Isser, Rotzeloimah, בחזקש שלוי נשחת עד שיבוד הלוך ומשום איסר שאינה זבוח. Because of the איסר אב אינה זבוח. רחמונו אומר תזבח אלטו שחוית ואיכל. Now, Agavuche, we have to know what, before we come to Shittas Rashi, Taisvus is saying a shtik teire. Taisvus in Mesech Teshvus, that Chavdal, Damad Aleph, in Zana, Machlikas HaRishayim, is there an Issa of Einei Zavua. That means Taisvus learns Pshat, that it's an Issa Rasei. V'zavachto v'yachalto. When are you permitted to eat? It will be v'zavachto. You didn't make a maizis v'yche. So you're not permitted to eat. So Mamela, so therefore Taisim souls are Bahim and Bachayel is also out Ain is a Vua. Felt it can be Machal to call this the Bazabach, it's an Isra Ain is a Vua. Now, so it wasn't a matziv of Ain is a Vua. Now I'm clearing a Shaila, was it a good Shrita or wasn't it a good Shrita? Did the matziv change? Did it become now Mutter or is it still Ain is a Vua? So Mamela, you still am Chazoke. Rachmono Matizbach Vachalta Shchoit Vachil. Davke after Shchita you're permitted to eat, and without Shchita you're not permitted to eat. So Memele, so the Chazoke is the Cheskas Einei Zavua. That's how Taisvus learns Pshat. Taisvus in Shvus, that's Medrivos, wants to say over there, that it's not an Isser, I said. It's just telling you what's matter, how do you take off this Reivim in a Chai? So I think you can kill it also. So Taisvus says no. If you'll kill, will become an Eveila. The Torah is just telling us how one gets a Heter Achila, but not a new Israel. Not that the Torah is creating here a new Israel. The Torah is just being madrach us how one is permitted to eat. Zavachta, if the Shchita will be permitted to eat. If you make Shchita, so then it'll become an Eveila. That's Mustama Rashi Sheet also. That's what Rashi did not want to learn like Taisus. ובזן ניחס, ענה, פינס טייסוס אוז מחדש, אז אין איסר אבין איזבוע, ואפילו למען דיום הבאמה בחיי עולב לאיבור, אם אמד, זה שייל איז, if you have a whole בהמה, you have a בהמה, that's a complete בהמה, is that considered a multitude of איבורים, you have a lot of איבר מן החי is there, there's an איסר איבר מן החי on a complete בהמה also, or maybe not, the whole is a machlokes. Others hold that the whole eiva min achai is only when it becomes eivorim. But if you have a complete behemah, there's no isra eiva min achai. So Taisu says, so what if we hold behemah bechayel lav leivorim emedes? So there's no isra eiva min achai. So what's the cheskas? So what is the chazoke? It's a sofik nishchat eishtalam chazoke. What chazoke is? Before there was no isra eiva min achai. But now it's very good. The Isser is Ein Izavua. Now Taisvus asks Akasha and Rashi that how could you tell on the Chazaka of Eivim Min Achai? The whole din of Chazaka is that if I have a Sufik, if the Matzah changed or didn't change, you say leave it status quo. Kozman, you don't know. You assume that there was no Ishtanis. But here the Zichu was Ishtanis. It's Zichu not an Eivim Min Achai anymore for sure. So Memele, so what kind of a chazok is there? So the Achreinim say, the Machlekes, Rashi and Taisvus, the Machlekes of Machzikin Meisa Leisa. If you're Machzik Meisa Leisa, that Rashi holds that since before was also at Eivim Minachai, so I say now that it became unavailable. And Taisvus holds, Ein Machzikin Meisa Leisa. The Bichas Avrom wants to explain what's the Machlekes. The Bichas Avrom wants to say the Machlekes is in what is there a Din Chazake. Taisvus held, the whole Din Chazake is, let's say we find by Negoim. The Kohen went inside the house and he looked at the Nega and there was a Shir. So there's a Shir Nega. Now, he goes out, so there's a suffix. Now he wants to hear from him at the time of the house. But maybe, how can he at the time of the house? Maybe the nega changed. So we say, it remained just like before, it's a nega tome, it's still a nega tome, so he can remember the time of the bite. So, this was held by chaloisin, or dinim that were chal on a chayfetz, and then chazokes. So you clarify if the the chayfetz changed, or the chayfetz didn't change, so you say it didn't change. He says, Rashi holds that there's a din chazake of anhoge. That means, before, when the behemah was alive, so there was anhoge, it's not permitted to be eaten. Why? Because it was Eva Menachai. Now there's, but there was anhoge of iachila. You weren't permitted to eat it. Now the shaila is, did the shchita change the anhoge? Does my anhoge change after the niyug, which was noyug before? Does that niyug change after the shchita? So I say that the mistama didn't change. That is the din chazaka. Therefore, Rashi holds Rasakinim Yisrael Issi can make a chazaka of anhoge, which was nohug before also. Tosfos holds the holding chazaka is only on the dinim which were existing then. So the Yisrael Eivin Zavuch, I say, remains. But if you only, there's no Yisrael Eivin Zavuch, there's only an Yisrael of Eivin Minachai, the Yisrael Eivin Minachai Zichra went off, so there's no chazaka anymore. The Gemara brought down it's an interesting lashon. The Gemara brought down in Hilchos Perek Cheres Layechal Adam Shum Rabotzel Meroishoy Ela Miyalo Vimochal Harei Zarafto Yoytzei boy, lo yishta odom kaisa basachas, shos arei zegarde. So, the Ben Yoyoda is moira, what's the Yoytzei boy? It is a din, lo yechal odom shuma botsu, lo yishta odom, what's Yoytzei boy? So he wants to say, so the Ben Yoyoda wants to say that it's telling us that when is there halacha, it's got very much negeya. When is there a halacha that one should not drink out of kais bebas achas? If it's ki yoytze boy of shuma botzel. Now, shuma botzel, there's no mitzvah to eat shuma botzel. So it's only achilas hedyid. So achilas hedyid don't show your raptonis in achila. So memele, so ki yoytze boy, if it's a shdiyas, it's a shdiyas rishus, like shuma botzel zashdiyas is achilas rishus, is ki yoytze boy la yishtam odam koysoi bebasach. But what if we'll be a shdiyas mitzvah, the dalet koysis, very interesting, the dalet koysis, koysho kiddish, koysho biches amozen, he says, then taker, that's chibub mitzvah, you should drink it out in Mongol. That's what the Ben Yehuda wants to say. Now it's quite interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says a bigger chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Morgen Avraham that the shum ibotzel, that one is not permitted to jump to the roish, that's dafk in the middle of the week. But if it's Shabbos, or there's a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos, so the one should jump to the roish also a chibur mitzvah. So maybe it's Golgot the kiyotze boy. I mean, so just like by shumer botzel, it's kiyotze boy only when it's an achilas reshus. So here's the same kiyotze boy. Then he brings him his brother another pshat. There's a gemara now they psachim. Not every yain is the same, and not every person is the same. So by other people, one can drink out, if it's a yain mosoik, then one could drink out the basachas. The ratonis is, it seems, by a sharp wine. The Sharetzin Nachum says by schnapps, if it were less than the revius, one should also not drink out in one go. But there's a yain mosik that one can drink out in one go. So his brother wanted to say that's pshat in kiyotze boy. Kiyotze boy means that if there'll be raftonus, just like over there, la yechal adam shuma botzo, v'imachal areza laftom, so kiyotze boy, if this is a hero of raftonus, or galgeronus, so then it is also.
But there was no, but if this is mitzad ve'etzem wine, fakel, there is no reason why one should not drink it out of basachas. So memele lekal noshim shom, lekal ayeni shomim. So then he's permitted to drink it out of basachas. So kiyetzabay if it's chavtom. Tono rabono, ashoise koise bebasachas areize galgel. Shnayim derech eretz shloisho migasei horuach. He drinks it out in three sips, so then he's migasei horuach. So I saw someone says, pshat, what shaykh is this with gasei horuach? He drinks it out. So he says, a person who's a gas ruach can't stand to be like everyone else. He has to show that he's different. So the Derech Eretz is two, so he has to show he's different than everyone else. So that alone is Migasei Horuach. Ba'oma Rami Bar Abe Chatzuve Mekateya Ragloyen Dershiyayim. Let us see Rashi. Chatzuve Mekateya Ragloyen Dershiyayim Eisev Shasheroshov Noikvim V'yordim Ba'ime. The Shiroshim go straight down, Vain Mispashel Litzodim Klav. Vinoitin Oisoi Ben Gvulei Sodois, Uboi Tichem Yeshua Li Yisrael Asoret. This was used to be Magdir the Trumim. Is Makateya Ragli Harishoim Liyoim Hadim. So this will be Makateya, the Ragli Harishoim, this will cut off their feet, the whole Maimed. Shegoizlin v'choimsin u'masigin gvul v'ein l'meidin mimenu comes the mistama that the time v'yayim adin that amelam hazeh you can't be ontlech. So we show them that we show them the chatzuve. The chatzuve is fakert. It's not nene mishnei tzodim. And then the person can learn out from the meaning that Rabbi Shalom created. The Orach says a different pshat. Chatzuve is makater aglaim d'rishiyayo. He says pshat that if someone is masig vul, later even if he cut up the chatzuve from the tops, he can't find any simen. But you go all the way down, you'll be able to see the simen of the chatzuve. So memele, so their chomis, which they want to accomplish, is when you go down deep, you'll be able to be mevare where the true tchum is. Netiye mekateye ragleihim de katzvaya or de boyle nidays. So Rashi, netiye mekateye ragleihim de katzvaya, netiyes olo. She'omra Teire lahamtin sholei shonim ilecho peiris. We see the Teire gave an hoge that you should wait 3 years. Mekateya raglei hakatzovim amemarim lechel koidem hefshit minitua upomim shanim tzei streite. That means this is a hadroche that others say pshat the Masha brings this down that a person invested a lot of money in a pardes, and he has to wait 3 years in order to derive benefit from it. A person can hold himself back. So memele. So by when it comes to the Katzovim who were memarim lechel koydem hefshit v'nituach. Why were you in such a hurry? You could have waited a little till the day was to be mevarv as a treifa nap upon him shanim tzei streifa. V'chein de boy alei nidoi shememarim ve'einam yecholim lahamtim ad shetitvel. It's a kal v'chomer from Ola. Ola is as man oruch miyoit. There's a big hefset involved. There was a big investment made to plant the Ilonis. Fa'afal pikein, one can wait. So we learn out the midab sablonis from Ola. So the mele, so why couldn't you wait a much shorter time? The Inyakir brings up Satoisvis, that Satoisvis says, not, boile, nidish manvein, imachem, lhamtamat, shetit boile. He wants to say it's a little different. We're speaking about a zova. That a zova that was tevil yom shvi for the Nikiyim, to make her din she's mutter. But what happens if, and so we boil her, so what did he do? Didn't do anything wrong theoretically. But if she'll be roye, be yom shvi, so it's say salam afreya. So he says, so this is very similar, that's what the Taisa says, so this is very similar to Katovim. That means, Mika din it's mutter, it's, you don't have to be chayish, it's a treife. Afal pikein, if, you're gonna go and eat a piece of meat now, later you find out it's a treife, so came out, you ate a treife. So maybe, nipalumol, dafmin, gain me ikaradin. Should have a little patience, should be machma. So the same thing is by boile nidos, it means by azova that mehika din she's mutana, she's toil, but you should wait. It could be neka lemafreya. Oirech ara kamash malon, perish rashi, velav mishum iser treife. That, Rabache Barabe is not telling us isurim, it's telling us perichet. Taime. The besomuch mashme sheyesh isa bedava the kama netiyim mekatei raglayim the katzvayim. It means from Olo will see that the katzovim are doing wrong. It seems this is lachayre, this is nisurim. So why in shmita leitzah arsina if it's this is not chayre? Vishlam devadi leke isa. The Mishanishrata he aimedes becheskas heta. Miu im nimtzei streifa la'ache she'ochal unenash kishoigik v'loika oines shloi hoyoloi l'mayer kolkach. So he says, even though you're allowed to eat it, but if l'mayse you eat it, and later we'll find out it was a treife, so you're a shoigik and not an oines. Abu Chana Nakevit Shiurim explains the Taisvis, but it's Meirdik Mechudishik. This, the Arabi Yalem Shatan Taisvis. The Abu Chana brings down the Shmaitze explains as follows. The Gemara says that Aboyel Ishe Shalei Bishas Vesta, and Pirsa Nida Ben Sabiye. So, the din is, he's an onus. It's an onus. I mean, Reiv Noshem Anat Reyes Shas, Shloi B'Shas Vesta. In the Mele, he's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that he doesn't have to do tshuva. I mean, he's an onus. But what if he's boiled B'Shas Vesta? So then he's not an onus. Then he has to bring a kolben. So the Shmaitz is Mavar, even though Vestas are the Rabbonim. I mean, it's been a theory, there's no such klal as Eirich Bizman Eibo. Vestas are the Rabbonim. It's been a theory, but the fighter is a Haskestar, I don't know if the clerk. So why isn't he anonymous? The Rabbonim said, good, Rabbonim, but he means a kol min a theory, you don't have to be chayish for Vestas. So the Shmaitz is as a Merdiki Yisot, that the gather of onus is, not only that Api Aloch it was mutter. There's a psataine my havel el mevad. What should he have done? I mean, the Torah says it's mutter. There's no time that what should I have done? Shalei b'shas vesta. I couldn't do anything. Akel Rambam and Hilchos Issurei Bi explains the difference between shoygik and onus is a shoygik. He says he should have investigated and find out and be boydik and mavar. Then he would find out if it's also if it's mutter. You don't do things haphazardly. You're mevar, and if you'd been mevar, you wouldn't be nichshol. But he says about a hish, Shalei b'shas vesta, what could he have done? He couldn't have done anything. The Torah says it's mutter, so it's mutter, so that's an honor. But the minute the Rabbonon said, no, today you should expect mit Rabbonon. You have to expect that Erich Bizman Eibo, you have to be chayish for bestas mit Rabbonon. So the minute there's a tain on him that he should have been Pirish today, so the mele, so he's not an honest anymore. There's no tain on my Havala the Mevet. You're not Pirish today. You wait till the rest is over. So the mele, then you're a Shegik and not an honest. So Rabbi Chonin says that Tosis is telling us a mele the Kechidish. So there the etzim, the Darabonin was a Yechayish Taki that shall become a Nidir. But here Taisus is saying, Afilu, here the chash is al tzderech eretz, al koponim, a person should not eat the way you're eating. You're not eating menschla. It's so memelas. What's Taisus mahar? So I could rely, roi beimus, enem treifis, and ahin and aher. But what you did should not have been done. There's no time in my havalei lemeva. You should have eaten like a mensch. And if you didn't eat like a mensch, I mean, maybe you're not an honest. You had an eitzah of what to do. You had an eitzah of what to do. So by not following this eitzah, so maybe you have a din shaygik and another din honest. So maybe it'll be nenash. Anoinis is not nenash. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tumusa atumis mekateya ragleyem besaneyen shal Yisrael. The tumis is a kitrug and nebuch and saneyem shal Yisrael and yidin. Shenema, the posuk says, vayesifu b'nei Yisrael lasis hora b'einei Hashem. Vayavdu es haba'olim ves ha'ashtoreis Veselai Aram, Veselai Tzidain, Veselai Moya, Veselai Bnei Amoin, Veselai Plishtim. These are seven Avodah Zarah. Vayazvu es Hashem v'loy avduhu. Now let us see Rashi over here. So Rashi says, Tumis min kitni is ogul kemin adashe v'rochov kemo ktana. That's what this Tumis is. Umar me'oid, it's very bitter. Atchet shilkin oisoi sheva po'amim. So you cook it seven times. V'nasem mosik v'toit. And this bitter machul becomes sweet and good. Atchet yoichal l'mat'amim b'kinuach sudeh. It's geshmak. You eat it for kinuach sudeh. So you see that with persistence, things a dove mar can become mosik. Mekatei raglein the same Yisrael. Dechsev shiva by the zore b'haikra. Ubesayif vayazvu es Hashem. Atumas hazeh la'ache shetriach es bolo sheva pomim. Ulchayze lemutav. So after the umatriach the bailim. So Kaponim, after seven times of effort, they change. Itrich es bolo, sheva pomim, ulchayza lamutav. Vehein itrichu es boiron, lahovi aleim peronius, ulach isoi b'shivas eile, loichozru behem. And they were matriach the Rabbi Nishloel, to bring peronius on them. That means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam worked on them seven times. He wanted to better them. And they didn't change. So my mail is a tiny, what are you worst? Why isn't the Peronius after seven Bishulim Afilo Atumas changes from bitter to Mosaic? And you after seven Peronius, you are Matriach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And after the Shiva Peroni is, you didn't change. So here it seems the Vald where Rashi says, so Yidin should learn out from a Tumis, you're worse than a Tumis. Then the Gemara says further, "Vayazvu Hashem lo yavdu." Mimash b'shem Vayazvu Hashem ein yedei shelo yavdu. ומאת המלאים ולא יעבדו, אומר הבלוז, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אפילו כתומס הזה, ששולקן עושה שבע פעמים, ואיך לא נעשה בכנור סודה, לא יעשו מבוני. פרס יירש, מאי ולא יעבדו, לושן קבולו, שהוא קייבל עליהם, דבר שם קמפליין זה בהקלה ישראל. הקטיחוני וקניתוני שבע פעמים כבישול התומס. Look what they did to me. והקטיחוני וקניתוני, ואחרי כל זויס, לא נחשבתי בעיניהם. So it seems from the end of from this drash, that Kabyocha the Boishlom is tining, that it's a tiny to them, why am I not better than the Tumas? Why am I not better than the Tumas? A Tumas after you cook seven times, after putting so much effort, you get some sort of satisfaction from it. והקדיחוני וקניתוני שבע פעמים כבישול התומס ואחרי כל זויס לנחשבתי בעיניים. בואים שלום איזה נחשיבס. That's me, one of the מפושים, בן יעקב says that בואיך לנעיסי בכנוח סודה. That means that תומס after seven times it's not the main course. But on the problem day, it's a כנוח סודה, it's מצערת כדי סודה. Here the Yidin were not over the Shema Philo Beshitov. They were with their Avodah Zarah, pure over their Avodah Zarah. So the Mele, that Kav Yochel, they were not Machshev, the Rabbein Shalom Afilo Ketumas. Tono Mishmei Darameya, Mivnei Ma'anitna Teira LeYisrael. Why was Teira given to Klal Yisrael Mei Shehein Azim? Because Klal Yisrael are Azim. So what is Pshat? So Rashi says, Shem Azim, V'nitna lam Teire, Sheye Asku bo, V'hi Mateshes Koichom, V'machnas Libom. So Memele, this is counteracts their Azus. Brings them Achno, Mateshes Koichom. Tone dever Rabbi Shmuel miminoi eish dos lomoi amakadish boch ruin alolu shetinosem lahem dos eish. First pshat achsme is no shaykhes with the union of Azus, but ruin alolu shetinosem lahem dos eish. Agavuch dos lomoi, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, zayshi is Talmud. That means Eish, the Talmud, that's the Eish of Mimine Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Eish Shel Teire, the Talmud. Ikid Amri the same Shel Eilu Eish, that they themselves are Bechina of Eish, Shel Molei Nitna Teire Yisrael and Kolumah Veloshen Efel Lami Bifnei. Okay, so this is an Eish Oichol Eish, that the Eish of Teire, connected their Eish, the Rebbein Shalom, again, they were there, Shalom. Baha'ina Domar Rav Shimon Ben Lokish, Kimal Azenheim, Yisrael Ba'umais, Kelev Ba'chayais, Talmagel Ba'ifis, Yishem Ha'feiz Be'beheim Ba'akev, Yishem Ha'tzlaf Bilon. Let us see Rashi. The same shalelu menogim shalelu eish. Shehem azim ke eish. Mimini eish to aslami, mimini nosu na matere, ni she eish to aslami. Because their whole anog is anog of eish, so therefore they need a teire. Avim mikrois kaseirim kaze. Azim koshim lehinatzeya. Difficult to be menatzeya. They're determined, they're stubborn. Slafi lonais leyadati mau azu shaloi of a slaf. I saw the Ben Yehuda asks, I says, the Gemara speaks out, Gimel Azenheim, Yisrael Ba'umis, Kelo Bechayis Tarnagel Boifis. Kimel Azenein. The Ben Yoda asks, we find Yehuda Ben Taima says, have you asked Kanemer? So it seems the Nemer is an Az. And here it says, Gimel Azenein, Kelo Shebechayis. Tarnagel Boifis. He says something very interesting. He wants to say that that Be'emes, he says, the Azus of a Kelev is very Mechudishtik. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Ba'klovim Azay Nefesh Lo Yodu Sveya. A Kelev is an Az Nefesh, Lo Yodu Sveya, and they're always hungry. Chazal tell us, less the oni mikalba. There's no one poorer than a kelev. Kelev doesn't have too much food. So he says, the gather of azos we find is by a osher yana azos. An osher feels secure, so a mele, even az. A kelev is a chiddish. A kelev, to be an oni, a yodus veya. So lochere al pitevi should be a shofel a nichna. What is it? Rachel Pikin is an as. Says a talna girl. He says a talna girl of all life is what's up there. He can't fly. He wobbles around. Rachel Pikin is the choichet an as. It's a mechudish tika asus. It's an asus. That means a piderech hateva. It's not mistaver that they should be asim. They don't have what to show. He says the chiddush that klal yisrael that's the gimel azim. Klal yisrael is also a mechudish tika az. He says because be'emison the sheirish is from the ovis who were the epitome of shiflis and another v'afal pikein the still azim, that means vice is the shiflis and the azus about the mechudish tika azus. That's what he wants to say. So then l'chayre, this he doesn't say, but l'chayre, so why did Yehuda ben Taima say, have you asked a kelev? I mean, a kelev, if this is a mechudish tika azus, so he should have said, have you asked a kelev? The members I once saw other Mephoshim and others asked the Kasha. So others say that a kelev starts up. That is not a kelev starts up with others. He'll start barking, he'll start chasing you. He didn't do anything to him. That azus is not a desirable azus. A nemo won't start up. But a nemo won't budge. The Mephoshim bring over there that there's a nem in the middle of the road. You walk, so if there you straighten the face, you have problems. Go. He's not budging. He's not moving. So that lemaise is the maila. That azos ayevosh mipnei amaligin. That's the medrash. The medrash says the Moshe Rabbeinu said. So the Medrash says, ki is a reason. That causes a Mirdika Maila from Am Kshe Erev. They're stubborn, they're determined. They die in Kiddush Hashem. So Al Kaponim, so our Gemara speaking about the Mechudish Tike, the Bechina of Azos, that you're Be'etzim, it's a Shofel and an Az at the same time. So that's why we have on Klovim. But the desirable azus is the azus of a nema, which is not start up with others, but he doesn't budge when you start up with him, over the azus of a kelev who starts up with others. Let us see Taisvitz. It's laf bilonis. Perish Rashi. The loyadane mai azusei. What is the azus of a tlaf, a caper tree? That means all whatever comes out is edible, is a machel. The alim are edible, the vyenis is the peri, the kaprisim is the klipe. So memele, so that's an azos, it's a starkite.
פויד שטויים פרס בכל יום השאין כאין בשאר אילונס. פויד פרס ריד עזוס אהבה ממה שאויתן יאים מן הקפריסן, that one makes wine from the קפריסן, שהיא עזו, כדי אומר בפיתם הקטוירס, יאין קפריסן לא מהובו, ששוירם בו הציפרים כדי שתהי עזו. So weißt, it's a very strong wine, and that is מחזק לציפרים. לא כפרש רשי שפרש בקריסו שהוא יין אבו ממוקים קפרס. That קפריסן is not, it's not the קפריסן from a צלף, it's a מוקים. Look the Gemara weiter. Shochta besode lo yiviyana b'moyta. This was a psalm for Yontes. Tano Rabbonon ein asume yoyce b'makoloi loy horoye b'tarmiloi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says ein asume yoyce b'makoloi have a derech choyu to ikka zilusa the yomtes. Now, let me just tell over what the Mishnah Berurah says, and then we'll try to understand what pshat in this halacha. Mishnah Berurah brings down, we're speaking about a sume that it's possible to walk without a makel. He can find his way without a makel. He's more secure with a makel. So we're saying that for this sume, it's a zilusa de yontif to go with a makel. Mishnah Berurah says that it's dafke if he's going in a rishus haravim, or if he's going in a karmelit. In Shaar HaTzion he says, but if he's going mi beisoy lechotzo sheinim borebes, so then it's permissible. So l'cheira we see from the Mishnah Berurah like this, we would have to rack our brains to try to understand what the zilusa is of going with a makel. But from the Mishnah Berurah we see that the etzem there's no zilusa but with a makel. After the Amakal is a Zilusa, the Horayi can go, she can go with Amakal. It's only in the Rishus Arab, or a Karmelist. Now, if we're talking about a Rishus Arab or Karmelist, so then we're speaking about Melochis. So now let's start defining this. Is it a Moloch? Is it not a Moloch? Is there a Tzairich? Or is not a Tzairich? If there's a Tzairich, so finish so. And the tzeirich is the tzeirich of the chalei the tzeirich, the tzeirich tas. It is the tzeirich tas. So it's not a malacha. So it's not a malacha, so what's the zilusa? We see that there's no malacha involved, there's no zilusa. Afilu nachos v'sheinu merevitz. Very unclear. My shvaga wanted to tell you that, wanted to say that perhaps in hetam malacha, that means this a tzeirich ktas, but let us say it means he could make his way without the stick. It's borderline, but it means yes, kashayla. Nope, that falls into the category of tzeirich ktas. And there's a heter. You're allowed to carry it. Yesh lahater. So it could be, that's the zilusa. The zilusa is, but that means you're drawing the line so thin that means if you'd be machshiv, the iser eitzor of yontif, you wouldn't carry this thing. You can go without it. No, it's yontif and those, and so it seems, could be that's the zilusa. The zilusa is that the chaymer ha'iser seems to be zol by you, even though the iker hadin it's mutter, but one does not always have to go according to the iker hadin. We had before, a person needs
with a boss on the find it a trade for also make a dinner was mutter, but Al Kaponim is done proper. Perhaps that's pshat. Loy haroye betarmiloy. Haroye, a knapsack, this could be lochoye. I don't know, quote this. Also, Dr. Bushel Saram. When yoitzim bekise, and they don't go out bekise, echo te ish, ve echo te isha. When yoitzim bekise, Sarashi says, shetoyanim oisim b'dei odom, they carry them, tem yoitzim bekatabe. Like the Gemara, Amy, Roshalach, Abyaki, Baridi, Zokan, Echadoy, Bishchum, Eisenu, a yaitse bedlut kishaloi, which is a type of a kise, ubo vishalas habishuma laiva, for oma im rabin tzrichim loi muta, vishomchu rabbi seinu al divrei achishakye, the oma anoa pikte la rapune, mehini lishili, mishili lohini, oma rabnachem ba yitzak anoa pikte la mashmu, mishimshe lutula, mitula lishimshe, so we see that they did go out with the kisoy, they did carry them out. So he says to the Hosam Kidoma time, im hoyu rabin tzrichim leimuta. Here the Zaheter is if it's rabin tzrichim leimuta. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, צריכים לו לבית המדרש לדרוש. מותר להציב בי מבית לבית המדרש. הפיקטי וכיסי, מיני לשילי מכי מסבוכים, אין תחום שבס ביניהם. Now, the Ran says, when yoytze bekisei, the Mishavu brings down this Ran, perish tarken hoye lohitzi an noshim shuvim bekisei, al gabi b'nei odo. Why? What was the reason? Shelo yitchafum b'nei ashuk, that they shouldn't get pushed around, an noshim shuvim, hoy shelo yitanfu b'drochim, or they shouldn't get dirty. Ech Mishbur says, yitan for big day. Hu ke'ein uvden d'choil. This is an uvden d'choil. Shrabim tzrichim loy, loy chashinim lohochim. Now, it would seem, im keinem anachnu, that, here the Ran says we're speaking about people, and the Mishnah Berurah says klo. We're speaking about people who can walk very well, but it's not lefi kvoidam shloyit chafum or shloyit tanfum. It's not a person that is takert. They're covered people who can uvden dochel. And if we will say the uvden dochel is, as we wanted to say before, by a sume that not such a big tzairach. And it's like a psazuzel in Yontif by doing it. Maybe that's pshat. Or whatever, the al kaponim, it's an uvda d'choil. Sherabim tzricha lo eloi chashin elohi. So this I didn't understand. That means, if we're speaking about, which Rebbe says, we're speaking about people who can walk there. He's going to walk. So his clothes might get dirty. He might get pushed around. It's Rabin Tzrichem Loi. Rabin Tzrichem Loi, so what can you do for about the story of the Rabin? So, I mean, if this, I don't understand how this works. I mean, if the only Yetzer is that, listen, Rabin, it's other one of the two. It's either, you carry him, they need a drosha. He's gonna say a drosha. So either you carry him or there won't be a drosha. So that's the two alternatives. I understand. Listen, Rabin Tzrichem, like you can't be, nitty-gritty, you have to go in this. But here you could do both. You could save the drosha, and the clothing will get dirty a little bit. And like this, normally, without the drosha, that's what you tell him. He wants to go out, want to be with the clothing. Well, no, it's not kefalach. I don't understand how the tziruf works, that since it's rab mitzrichim loyse w'matar an uvde b'choil, which is in yisod not necessary. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Vom Rav Nachman bei Yitzchok, am Noah Pikter lomar shmu, mishim shalatulo, mitulo l'shimshe, of the shaiti l'son. But the more is the kash. Well, the same time, it's also the only time in hoi rab mitzuchem leimut. Omalai Rav Nachman lochoma barada shli yatsiyin. Choma barada used to go frequently to Eretz Yisrael. He told them, "Ki salkis lahos, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, achi vizil, make go around, ad ozo, the asuma de tzu, vizil legabi drabiake beribi, boi minei kisei ma'atum be." Find out how he passes by a kisei. At the other lohosom, noch nafshe the Rav Yaakov Baridi. When he came there, Rav Yaakov Baridi was not alive. He saw the Ashkri Labzrike, Omaloi Kisei Ma'atunbe. Now what do you pass can hear and ask? It's all about a Kisei, Yomte. Omaloi Ochi Omar Rabami, Ubovad Shaloi Yekatel. A Kisei is Mutter, Ubovad Shaloi Yekatel. Mayel bavad shalo yekate. Omar Rav Yosef berei derove ba'alunki. Alunki lo sirash. Sirashi says, ma atun bay, ma atem oimrim boy. Kisole kloime kimokla, kisolach shover esu. Alunki shan bialish balaz, it's a type of a chair. Shenoisen zroyoi al kesef chaveiroi. Kaveiroi al kisvoi, vize be kisei yoyshev alzoi oysom. And that's what, and we'll see, this was a secure way of holding the chair. But the mischazi derechil, ufarheshye, ulohilich, lemokim, roche, tvei mishen noisim ben yedeyem, the kisoi. I mean, somebody hold up someone ben yudayim. So that's not such a kavuadik holding. So it's only for a short distance. But here it looks like they're going to go lemokim rochek. Going on a journey. So that's derechil of aheshia. That's also. So an alunki viyasa. The Gemara Eini v'Rav Nachman Shorla l'yalta l'meipek alunki. Gemara Shani yalta the be'isa. She was fearful. She was scared. That means it seems this alunki was sturdier and secure. The other way the kisei was it wasn't sturdy and secure. So she was scared. So the mocking the ise, there's a fear they were mocking. A meimer mazutri mechatulu the shapsa the rigla, mishum be yisuse, amri lo mishum duchke the tzibur. Let us see what Rashi says. The shapsa the rigla said the be ise leaper, shouter, goodbye. Shem Ishtai Shal Rav Nachman. The Be'isa Lipo, she was afraid. She might fall. B'shapsa Derigle, Shedersh, Mekatilu, Be'beis, Amedrish, Ad Mekoimon. Now here it would seem that, here not we mentioned before Isra of a Makal, Zaki, Bishus, a Rabmur, a Kalmulus. Here by Stoys, this is also a full of Shus Ayochid, the base of Medrash Al Mekhaimah. Shom bi Yasusa de Tzibure, Shainib Osim min Hatzibur, Ho'indim Aragleyim Ipneim, Ho'yireyim Lipel. Somehow there was a Psara. Aimus of the Tzibure that for the Pachad. Bishum Duchke. Yeah.
This is
the Tzibo was standing up to cover them. Now, why does that bring down a Sayira? Perhaps there's another Nafil over here. You have a whole Yizik Oilom that's standing up for them. So that can bring a very big nefila. Mm-hmm. I remember they, so if it brought out the chash of a nefila, they felt unsteady and insecure, so then could be Yerein Lipel already from the bank also. They were in Gansen Seshasen already. They lost their whole sense of security. I'm not mistaken, I once heard once from Shlachaim Zachainu Lebrochi said over, the Altman and Kellum once went to a room, they stood up for him. He says, you don't know how much they were machshaming. I'm not mistaken, it's a lesson that Rabbi Yapion told the Tamid Meshik to stand up. They don't know what they're doing to him. So the mail could be, if it was a Yireim Lipo, it could be the Ruchni stick in the field had Ashpon, and they lost their balance already. Mishum duchke, another pshat was, sho'im de maraglayim, to teirech tziburu, and it's a teirech, mishum duchke de tziburu. I mean, to kill the walk, it will take a long time. Ilkech machatulu avdeim, chavidem amlich moisem mayel, and kaimam, they brought them quickly to their mokim. Shani yalte de beisa, vim toima, this is another problem. This alunki is more problematic. It seems a matter of science, but al kaponim every segufa you need a tzeirich rabim. Yeshloime vilme nami holcha le tzeirich rabim. Maybe she also went le tzeirich rabim. Shabbas roi shagoy lo haisa. And there were rabbim tzrichim lo.